the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in this mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We chant the intro.
My God. Let us pray. O Lord, grant us the Spirit to hear your word and know the one thing needful, that by your word and Spirit we may live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost is from Genesis chapter 18. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the door in his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them, and bowed himself to the earth and said, O Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, while I bring a morsel of bread, that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant. So they said, Do as you have said. And Abraham went quickly into the tent to Sarah, and said, Quick, three seahs of fine flour, knead it and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a young man, who prepared it quickly. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, Where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, She is in the tent. The Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We now sing Psalm 27.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Yet I will be confident.
One thing I ask, O Lord, thou wilt see me after, that I may dwell in thy house for all days of my life, and gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his good and whole.
For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high up on a rock.
Is
once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister, according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the Alleluia and verse.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. The office hymn the choir sings verses 1 and 2, congregation 3 through 5. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ today shows us the one thing that is truly necessary for us. There are many unnecessary things in our lives, like wasting time, worldly pursuits, vain pleasure, selfish ambition, living only for money, hate, anger, discontent, envy, worship, worry, despair, and dissipation. Not a desire to worship, but a desire to worry. But there are, in Christ and His Word, the necessary things for us. And that's what our text is about today. What is necessary is the Word of God and prayer, faith, hope, love, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, and living in our daily vocations of faith in God, loving the Lord God with heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. Those are the necessary things which Jesus gives us. So in this text, if you are worried and upset about many things, Jesus has a better way for you to choose. The one thing necessary in His Word. So, my friends, first let us consider how Martha and we are upset and worried about many things. Then consider how Jesus came into Mary and Martha's homes and comes into our homes so that we can sit at His feet and we can listen to Him. And lastly, how can we, with Mary, choose what is the better part? The one thing that is necessary, the Word of Jesus Christ. So let us begin. Martha and we are upset and worried about many things. Here's the context. Jesus is walking to the village of Bethany, which is right near Jerusalem. And in fact, when you're at Bethany, you're looking right down at the Temple Mount. This village and town was the home of the siblings Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus. They were very dear friends of Jesus. He often ate in their home. So now Jesus comes into the village and they welcome Him into their house. Martha, however, is distracted with much serving. The clanging of plates, the hustle and bustle of food preparation, she's distracted. And so she starts complaining to Jesus. "Don't you care, Lord? My sister has left me to serve alone." She's perturbed. "Tell her to help me." In other words, this is unfair. She was envious. Any of you who comes from a large family knows exactly what this is about. I'm the oldest of 8 children. I have 5 sisters and 2 brothers. Every dinner time, 2 of us set the table, 2 of us clear the table, 2 wash the dishes, and 2 dry the dishes. And if one of them didn't help, "Tell her to help me. I'm doing this myself." This is a common, ordinary experience of a household. And so she's perturbed. Martha is all anxious and upset that Mary is not helping. Now, Mary certainly would eventually help her. But Jesus loves Mary and Martha. So He says, "Martha, Martha, you are so anxious and worried. You're troubled by so many things. Indeed, the hustle and bustle of life gets us distracted. Now look at you and me. Because we have our old Adam, the simple nature, like Paul said, and are alienated from God without Christ, hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, suffering all kind of affliction in the flesh, the human existence of sinful mankind is filled with alienation and distress. We too can get distracted by work difficulties, by daily stress, even in the home. And what happens? We start to complain, get angry, we're discontent, we have a negative attitude, we're perturbed with other people, we say, everybody's ticking me off, and we are annoyed with everyone. And when we get like that, we become an annoyance to everybody else. When we are anxious and troubled, throw up our hands in despair, there's no hope, then we are worried and upset about many things, distracted, just like Martha. But there's a better way. Secondly, Jesus has come into Mary and Martha's home and comes into our homes so we can stop the distractions and sit at his feet and listen to him. Now, they had welcomed Jesus into their home with hospitality, just like Abraham. Sarah welcomed the Lord and the angels into their tent, fed them. This is hospitality, which is excellent. But Mary, the other sister, does something completely different. She sits at Jesus' feet, which is a posture of humility. She listens. She's eager to hear, to meditate, and take in his word, to his teaching. She recognizes Jesus has come from heaven to earth. Anybody else you talk to is mere human advice. This is God speaking to her in her very house. Abraham and Sarah listened to the Lord when they were in the tent. Abraham was standing by the tree. It was told that a year later, Sarah would have a son, Isaac. For you and for me, like Abraham, Sarah, and like Mary, the Lord is welcomed into our homes in word and prayer, around our dinner table, and in our homes. You too, like Mary, can sit at the Lord's feet in a quiet time in your day, at home, at work and here at church, and listen with your ears. Meditate with your mind. Consider in your heart what? To his word. Mary listens. She doesn't talk. Our mother said, you have one mouth to talk, you got two ears to hear. Use them. Mary uses them. She just listens. Consider how we listen to the word here at church. We just chanted Psalm 27. You listened to the word in the Old Testament about Abraham and Sarah. You heard Paul in Colossians talk about life in the church of God. And you're hearing from the lips of Jesus how he gives us the good portion. We are Christ's body, the church. Through Christ's sacrificial death, we are declared holy and blameless and above reproach. We are clothed in the righteousness of Christ in our baptism. He gave you by the Holy Spirit faith. So you are stable, steadfast, filled with hope as you hear the gospel proclaimed in all creation under heaven. The word gospel means good news. Good news. You are at peace with God the Father through the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. You have peace in your heart and you're at peace with others. In a world of distress, this is good news. This is the gospel. And you have that. The Lord sent Paul, ministers, preachers and teachers into your life to preach this good news. You are here and also at home to, like Mary, sit at Jesus' feet and listen to his word. Thirdly, Mary and we now can choose what is better. The one thing necessary, the word of Jesus Christ. Mary, she chose what is better. that one thing, the word of the Father through His Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that is necessary. Repentance, faith, forgiveness, everlasting life. This is the good portion of forgiveness, life, and salvation. This was not going to be taken away from Mary. It will never be taken away from you. The devil, the world, and your own sinful flesh will not take this away, because the Lord promises that He will hold on to you as His little lamb, as He is the good shepherd. No one will snatch us from the Father's hand. The word of Jesus, as you stay in it, will not be taken away from you. So for you and me, that one thing, the stewardship of the gospel to our generation, this is necessary, and only the church does this work. The word of God, fully known and proclaimed, this is the good portion of the mystery that has now been revealed to all nations. This will not be taken away from us, because we are His saints, declared righteous in Christ. We have the riches of His glory, Christ in us, the certainty and hope of the glory to come. Him we proclaim. Here we proclaim Christ crucified and risen. Our righteousness, our holiness, and our redemption, Him we proclaim. So my friends, in conclusion, what a joy it is to put aside the worries and the cares of this world and rejoice in listening to and believing the word of Jesus. You have water and word in holy baptism. You receive forgiveness through absolution. Jesus gives you His body and blood under the bread and wine in Holy Communion. Your eyes are set on Christ. We can warn everyone. You need the wisdom and the maturity of Christ. You will toil and you will struggle, but you must have your eyes on heavenly things. His energy of the Holy Spirit is powerfully working within you. Live in that energy. Live in that spirit each day. When you read your portals of prayer and you read the Word of God when you pray, the common table prayer, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed." You are praying that the Lord would sit at your dinner table. You are praying that the Lord will be with you at the communion table. And you're praying for the feast in heaven, which will know no end, where we will banquet in heaven with all the saints and the angels who have gone before us, or we'll ever sit at table with Jesus. May we stop being distracted, upset, and worried, and simply, like Mary, sit at Jesus' feet, listen to His word, that good portion. That is the one thing that is necessary. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. The Nicene Creed, page 158, we stand to speak the creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds.
proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets.
And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church.
I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayer of the church. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Everlasting God, you have made known the mystery, long hidden, and revealed in the glory of the gospel of Christ to us. Bring us and all saints through the changes and chances of this mortal life that presented by Christ to you, through whom Christ has made us holy, and righteous, and fit for eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, as you made Paul a minister of your word, continue to be with all pastors, teachers, deaconesses, DCEs, those who are serving as deacons, as missionaries and translators and teachers of your holy word. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church, Early Childhood, Campus Center, International Ministry, Sunshine Station, and the work of Vacation Bible School next week. Bless Pastor Tyler McMiller and his wife Yanella as they serve in Italy. And bless our new vicar, Seth Horn, as he serves in our midst. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, be with all the young people and their counselors of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod as they gather in New Orleans for the National Youth Gathering. May they all fix their eyes on Jesus, strengthen them in hope and confidence to be disciples in your kingdom. Work with them and serve with them, with their families, their parents, and their loved ones. And give them safe homecoming and fill our homes with forgiveness, life, and salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, we live in a land of great abundance. We carry great responsibility for the good things of this nation. Bless all who make, judge, and administer our laws. Guide our leaders to know your ways and follow for the good of all people. Bless Daniel, Gabe, Mike, Alex, Calvin, and Eli as they serve in the military. We pray for peace in Syria, Israel, Palestine, and the Ukraine. And we pray that you continue to be with the victims of the floods in Texas. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Compassionate Father, you supply all that we need in our body and life. Hear us on behalf of the sick, those who suffer, the grieving, and the dying, those we name in our hearts, and those we name before you today. Sandra Hayden, Jerry Hedrick, and Jinfeng Wang, Burl Detter, Sue Eby, and Mike Knox, Raymond Sendelbach, Amber Ward, Candy Darmody, and Betty Tinney, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, in your word is the one thing that is necessary. Give us that good portion in the holy sacraments. Help us to treasure these precious gifts above all earthly things and be with those who live out their vocations, baptism, and celebration of their birthday this week. Gavin Hines, Mary Rogers, Robert Huntley Jr., Aslan Rohde, Jerry Tucker, Eloise Shem, Don Deepy, Derek Mikey, and Caden Hartman, and those who celebrate their anniversaries, Duran and Roger Beavers, David and Susan Hartman, Darren and Aaron Davis, and Jerry and Mary Tucker, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us all things that are good and needful. Keep us from all harmful things. From you, through you, to you are all things. O Lord, Holy Father, mighty God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit is one Lord, one God, now and forevermore.
Amen.
At this time, we will be gathering the offerings. Please take the attendance pad at the end of the pew, fill it out, and tear that sheet out and place it in the basket in the narthex as you leave. We now gather the offerings. You may be seated. Thank you.
offertory, page 159, and we stand to sing. shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. now may my Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve me in your faith, body and soul, to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Thank you.
page 164, we stand to sing. You would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.